the teeny tiny particles that could add up to a big deal for the Great Lakes. This is the Environment Report. I'm Sarah Hewlett, in for Rebecca Williams. Next time you're in the shower, check out the label of the stuff you're using to wash your body or your face.
Smooth microbeads exfoliate, while its breakthrough technology cuts through oil, dirt, and impurities for clear skin.
A lot of scrubs and soaps and even toothpastes contain microbeads. And they're so small, wastewater treatment plants can't properly filter them out. So eventually, they're making their way into the Great Lakes. Sherry Mason is a professor of chemistry at the State University of New York at Fredonia. She spent the past two summers trawling the surface of all five Great Lakes looking for tiny pieces of plastic. And she found them in every one of the lakes.
80% of the plastic that we pulled out of the Great Lakes in 2012 were little particles that were less than a millimeter in diameter, these really tiny plastic particles. And 60% of those were these perfectly round spherical beads of plastic, and those are the ones that we suspect are coming from these consumer products like facial washes, body washes, toothpaste. As a result of that study, then we've done some additional studies. One is we've looked to see if the plastics are making their way into the food web. And again, this data isn't published as yet, but we are finding evidence of plastic within fish.
Well, what do we know about whether this material is affecting the food chain and how it's affecting the food chain?
So, I mean, you know, we're kind of at the front end of looking within the Great Lakes system. You know, I feel pretty confident to say that the plastics are migrating into the food chain. The impact it's having is a much bigger question and one that's going to take longer to really answer, although we can make reference to studies that have been done in the oceans. And, you know, oceanic studies show us that even the smallest organisms within the food web can filter these particles, will filter feed them, and they are not good at excreting them, so they'll stay within the organism and then they'll bioaccumulate. So as a fish eats plankton, and then as a bigger fish eats that fish, they'll move to higher and higher counts within the organism. And then on top of that, they know that these are adversely affecting the organisms. So it could be a direct impact where by ingesting the plastic, their natural response for hunger that will be satiated and they'll stop eating and therefore, you know, starve or dehydrate to death. But there are less direct effects where chemicals that are adsorbed onto the plastics will desorb into the organism and can have any, you know, a variety of effects.
So is there any way to get this stuff out of the lakes once it's there?
Personally, I mean, having been out there and collected these samples, I mean, it's so enmeshed within all the living organisms that are within the lake. It's very difficult for me to imagine that it's going to be possible to pull out the plastic without dramatically impacting in a negative way, you know, the ecosystem that is the Great Lakes. I really think that the focus shouldn't necessarily be so much on cleaning it up, as really focusing on what is the source of this plastic into the Great Lakes and mitigating that source of plastic.
Well, Sherry Mason, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Some big-name manufacturers have agreed to phase out microbeads from their products. Legislation introduced in Michigan would outlaw the sale of personal care products that contain microbeads. The legislation was introduced back in September. It has yet to get a hearing. That's the Environment Report. I'm Sarah Hewlett.